Reverend Graham may be the most significant figure in sort of American religious history in the 20th century. He is an individual that really put sort of the crusade model on the map in terms of engaging people and communities, not only here in the United States, but actually across the globe. And what he was able to do that was sort of unique is he was able to make space not only for evangelicals, but controversially, he also would often have people who were considered more liberal. He would also have Catholics that would be a part of the crusade. So he would have all of these individuals and bring them together in his crusades, which made him one of the largest figures in the 20th century for sort of religion.
And he took his evangelical campaign out of churches. He spoke in public stadiums as well, I guess, to perhaps attract people that normally didn't go to church.
You're absolutely correct. He did take it out of churches, and he took it to the people and to the communities. I come out of the Methodist tradition, and John Wesley used to do field preaching where he moved out of the church into the fields to reach those individuals who did not go to church but would come and hear him in the fields. And Graham did something very similar in believing that there were a lot of individuals who truly loved God and wanted to hear a message from God, but probably were not going to come to churches, but they would come to stadiums or other large places where he would hold these events. I will say that later in his life, what he did try to do is still connect those individuals to churches, because he realized when he would hold these big crusades and many people would give their life over to Christ, he wanted to make sure that they were able to sort of mature in their walk. So he would often have congregations that would be able to connect with these individuals. But he truly believed that model was important because it moved beyond just individuals who were in a church to those who were outside of it and possibly never thought about going to church because, for whatever reason, they believed they would not be accepted or they were frightened by sort of being looked upon as not being religious enough.
Well, as you said, he had a large international ministry. He traveled all over the world. He preached in places like Russia and China, countries that, particularly during the communist era in Russia, during the Soviet Union days, were very much atheist, very much against religion.
He did. And even in those places, because I believe the figure he had become, he was often still very well received. And because he really, in his life and work, preached this message of love that was still really grounded in bringing people to Christ, even in those places, people still were compelled by what he was saying. And he sort of was able to transcend some of those boundaries that others weren't able to transcend in countries like China and Russia, that at that time certainly were not Christian nations.
He also, although he was a Southerner and from North Carolina, he was involved in the early days in the civil rights movement. He had a friendship with Dr. Martin Luther King, and he did not want to preach before segregated audiences.
He did. That is, of course, depending on who you read, is controversial. There are some who believe that he did not do enough in terms of civil rights. But on the other side of it, in many places, he would certainly say he would not allow segregation to take place at his meetings. And a couple of times it has been reported he personally sort of took down the barriers to make sure that the races were not segregated from one another. And you mentioned King. He invited King to pray before one of his big crusades. And he was reported as saying after the 1963 bombing that the church, particularly the white church, wasn't doing enough to lead America towards racial justice. He absolutely was involved with civil rights.
He also received, I think, some controversy, you could say, over the years, because he was friends with and certainly met with a number of American presidents, I think most of them, really, since Harry Truman.
He did. It's reported that he was influential in getting Eisenhower to consider running for president. The most controversial probably is Nixon and his connection to Nixon, but he has been connected with all of the presidents, even going to Obama, and has prayed with many of them. Some individuals believe that because of these connections, he was actually too political, but others believe what he was trying to do was be the moral conscience of the country and to help the presidents to also keep that moral sort of consciousness in terms of their leadership. So that Graham, I think, was actually pretty effective and for the most part in walking that tightrope where he did not sort of favor one party or the other